Hi, welcome to That's What I'm Talking About. June 15th already. Woohoo! Halfway through the year. Just unbelievable that we're already here, 2022. And so much has been happening this year. And just so happy that we're this far in and we have halfway to go before we ring in the new year. And I would have to say 2022 is pretty darn great. I sure hope it's great for you guys too. We're a resilient. We're a resilient nation, USA. And it's exciting. It's exciting to see how strong we as a people are. And it's very unique to watch the governing body watch over or just govern us. And it's interesting to see how folks are shaping up and their opinions of how things are going. And I have good thoughts about what's going to happen next. And I'm just real happy that the truth is out there and we all are hopefully looking for the truth. It's hard to live when it's like Oz, Wizard of Oz, and you don't really know what's going on. But it's these last few years has been years of discovery and stuff we already knew, but now we're able to pretty much recognize a lot what goes on with the government here in the United States of America. And it's quite shameful, the waste of money. And it's quite shameful the way they've twisted the truth for and trying to cram it down our throats. But it's exciting if you cling to the real truth, which I believe is in our lovely Bible. And if you can cling to that, the words of wisdom, the living word, you can pretty much discern what right from wrong and good from bad, and you'll get a sense and be able to make better judgment when you are voting. And hopefully we will do really well in the midterm and start voting in fresh faces, and we'll end up getting better opportunities to rectify a bunch of different systems, education system, judicial system, all these different places, criminal justice, and hopefully they will really start to look at mental health and our society as well as addictions. And I think it's very important that we all are very conscientious as to who we're voting in power. And I'm so looking forward to those that have been in power for so long just to move over and go and finish out their final days in hopefully a peaceful environment where they could just, I guess, live in their lush over drippings. I believe they've taken so much from America in such a bad, bad way. And hopefully the people will rise up and realize that they do have a say. And that's why that's what I'm talking about is here. I am not gonna not talk about what I feel is on my heart and is placed upon my heart. And hopefully it's agreed upon. We're in agreeance about what I'm talking about right now. And it's fine too if you don't agree. That's the whole point. And it's important to have free speech. And anyway, I will stop talking about that subject altogether. lots have been going on. I am a real estate agent for the past, I would say, almost 28 years, coming up here in August, here in Southern California. And it's booming. Real estate is booming. And yes, interest rates have gone up, and I believe they will continue to go up. Home prices have somewhat stopped on their rising of the price. People are not paying $100,000 over, $80,000 over, $60,000 over list price and removing appraisals. I'm now seeing, because the market is pretty much caught up with the prices, maybe five over list price, but they are asking for it to appraise. And because obviously the prices are so inflated, and real soon here we're going to start seeing some decreases, and I've already seen that in my own inventory. And there are two reasons a house does not sell. It's either price or promotion. And you try your hardest to price it right, but in this kind of market, it's starting to tip. So I promote the heck out of my listings, and it's wonderful. So I know it's the price, and it's not me that puts the price on the market. It is on the home. It's the market. What is the market willing to pay for the house? So if you get no showings that first week on the market, you get no requests, it's obvious the home is overpriced. You get showings right away and you get no offers within the first week or two, it still may be overpriced. So I tend to go, it's an old, Native American proverb that my mom taught me, and my philosophy with pricing is I like to, here goes the proverb, I shoot at the moon to hit the eagle instead of shooting at the eagle to hit the rock. So when I price homes, I typically price it at the high end and work my way down until we are getting a fluid showing amount and, of course, generating offers. And that's always the best way, because I hate to underprice something and leave money on the table. That would really be a bummer for my clients. It seems to be working. It's worked quite well for a very long time. So right now, my inventory, I would have to say we have one coming on the market on Friday in Walnut, and I'm going to tell you more about that once I have it under contract. And it is under $700,000, though, in case you're looking in the city of Walnut, which is a really great city. And I have another listing that is in South Fontana, but not Southridge. It would be the community over, and it's Country Club Estates. It's a larger, beautiful home. It backs up to a range of mountain, like a hilltop, and with lots of cool rocks. Really, really neat property on a cul-de-sac, and it's just huge. It's gigantic. And that's listed for $650,000, and we're getting fluid showings now. And I have, we just opened escrow today on a very, very sweet townhome. And that is located in the city of Ontario. I would say close, it was very South Ontario, close to Chino. And that's a fantastic listing. Mrs. Clean lives there. You would never know she has a little doggy named Pebbles. It's so incredibly clean, and very, very fun to show that one. And we did get over list price. We're in escrow today, just opened it at $400,000. The list price was $465,000, and we got above that. So I can reveal the sales price once we close escrow in hopefully 25 days or sooner. That was how the contract was written and what we accepted upon. I'm pretty happy about working the back end of the deal for my clients. I usually like to get a seller to stay in possession of more than 15 days. Sometimes, like the last one, was 90 days or sooner, and my client was able to shop And basically, we did a $100 rent back. And that was really nice. My other client that I went ahead and sold in Carbon Canyon this year, it was good because we were able to have a 15-day at no charge rent back. I mean, no charge. So 15 days after the close of escrow, and they were able to then secure everything and move. And believe it or not, they moved across the street. Their neighbor was super kind, and we'll start shopping in July for their replacement property. So that's exciting. So real estate is booming. Real estate is busy. If you are looking to interview agents for the sale of your home here in Southern California, I sell homes from San Diego to Santa Barbara. I go everywhere. So give me a call. I do not charge a whole lot of money to list your home. And I really love what I do. I work for Beverly & Company Luxury Properties. And my license number is 01200795. So if you are looking for a real estate agent, just give me a call. 909-331-7355. I'd love to help you out. I think that's all I'm going to talk about here on That's What I'm Talking About today. I hope you're having an amazing day, and may God bless you. Bye. Buy real estate. Sell real estate. Because that's what I'm talking about.